OK，OK，OK。You're a fool.
大家见过这种大屁股电视吗？
Have you ever seen this TV with big butt?
这是最早期的电视，
This is the earliest television.
它里面因为安装了一个叫布劳恩阴极射线管，叫 CRT。
It contains a Browning gel CRT tube.
那我今天给大家分享它的发明者。
I'd like to share with you today the inventor of this invention,
电视之父，
the father of television.
1909年诺贝尔物理学奖获得者布劳恩。
1909 Nobel Prize in Physics laureate Brun.
那先讲一下他的成长经历。
Let's start with his upbringing.
他父母是一个德国的公务员，
His parents were German civil servants.
很注重他的动手能力。
He is very good at practical skills.
以及这个素质教育，
And this quality education.
他14岁呢就开始自己写那个科学小短文。
He started writing scientific short articles at the age of 14.
而且就研究什么水流呀、
Instead, let's study the water flow
晶体呀、
crystals.
他比较早就喜欢物理。
He was interested in physics from a young age.
那到了22岁的时候，
At that time, when I was 22 years old,
他就拿了物理学博士。
he got a PhD in physics.
然后就在各个高校当讲师。
Then I worked as a teacher at various colleges and universities.
觉得他的理论功底是特别扎实，
Therefore, his theory has a very large supply,
尤其精通这个电路呀、
especially proficient in this circuit,
电磁呀。
battery.
接下来给大家讲一下他的研究经历。
Next, I'll talk about his research experience.
第一个点就是矿石解波器，
The first point is the ore resonator,
就是现在无线电接收器的核心组件。
the core components of the radio receiver are now.
那大家能理解无线电发出来的，
Can everyone understand the radio signal?
就是特斯拉发明的交流电嘛。
That's right. Tesla invented alternating current.
但是交流电它上下在动的，
However, alternating current oscillates up and down.
然后如果接收器接收到的也是不停的在摆动。
Then, if the receiver also receives a continuous shaking and swaying,
所以他们读不出来长短信号，就是一堆乱码。
therefore, when he reads out the length of each signal, it's just a bunch of random characters.
布劳恩呢就发现切矿石，它有一种单向导电性。
Brian discovered that the mineral has a unidirectional conductivity.
也就是电流
That is, the current.
只有这个正向能通过，
Only the positive can pass through.
那反向它就通不过。那所以就是加了这种仪器以后。
If it goes the wrong way, it won't pass through, so after adding this instrument,
就可以使顺利的把这个交流电信号变成一个直流的平稳的脉冲信号。
This can successfully convert the alternating current arm signal into a stable DC pulse. Okay.
那电视机啊、
The television,
电报机啊，都可以分辨这种信号来。
telegraph machines can also distinguish this kind of signal.
第二个点叫谐振耦合发射电路。
The second point is called resonant coupling emission circuit.
大家能理解，马可尼早期已经发射了信号。
Everyone can understand that Marconi has already transmitted signals.
但是在跨太平洋的时候也看到了，有信号。
However, I also saw some signals while crossing the Pacific.
从那个电离层反射过来到美国。
From that ionospheric reflection to the United States.
但是大家能理解，那个发射器呢？
But can everyone understand the transmitter?
就像水管忙着为喷水一花洒一样。
Just like a water pipe spraying.
它喷的到处都是。
It sprayed everywhere.
那它大多都浪费了。
Then most of it is wasted.
它只有一小点的传过去是有用的。那布劳恩呢，他就加了这个一个线圈。
Only a small amount of the transmitted signal is useful, so he added an additional coil.
这个线圈呢是配套的，相互感应共振。
This coil is designed for mutual induction and resonance.
就相当于加了个类似个大喇叭。
It's like adding a kind of loudspeaker.
吹着往过吹啊。
Blow against the past.
这样就能把这个信号呢收敛一些。
This can help to converge the signal.
然后再经过放大。
Then after being magnified.
那电波呢就能传输增到几百倍以上。
The signal can be amplified by hundreds of billions or more.
就实现大型化速。
To achieve slow speed.
对。
Okay.
那接下来给大家再分享。
Next, I'd like to share with you.
就是开头提到叫布劳恩阴极射线管，就是 CRT 显像管。
The beginning mentions that the Braun emergency ray tube is a CRT blunt image tube.
原理很简单。
The principle is simple.
就是我们之前讲过的阴极射线头。
This is the emergency ejection seat we talked about before.
它能发出电子。
It can emit electrons.
对不对？
Is it right?
但是我们让它电子不是固定的发射一个位置啊。
But we let it have a fixed battery so that it can transmit its position.
我们加了一个，哎。
We added an L.
一个类似个组合。
A similar combination.
那我们就可以控制它，电子打在这个反射镜上面。
Then we can control it to hit the reflector electronically.
我们可以让它左右动，屏幕上面又加了个荧光屏。
We can make it move left and right on the screen and add a fluorescent display.
荧光屏呢
The screen.
它就会经过电子就会发光。
It will emit light when it passes through an electron.
那我们这样就是反射的快点。
Then we are just a reflection of each other.
那不就形成图像了吗
Isn't that forming an image?Okay.
就接下来就是电视。最后一点。
The next thing is the TV.
我感受马可尼和布劳恩。
I feel Mark and Brown.
就是我们现代的科学家和企业家一个组合。
It's a combination of modern scientists and entrepreneurs.
那马可尼呢
?What about Marconi?
他就是一个我们坚持创业。
He is the one we are committed to supporting in our entrepreneurial journey.
他依靠的一套理论呢
He relies on a set of theories.
坚持去做
Keep going.
然后后面做得很有钱
Then later, he did very well.
并且也获得了诺奖
And also won the Nobel Prize.
而布劳恩
And Brown.
他就是一个科学家。
He is a scientist.
他理论功底是非常深的。
He has a very solid theoretical foundation.
你马可你需要一百种发明。
You Marco, you need 100 inventions.
他都能发明出来。
He can invent it.
那现在我们能看到像马斯克发明很多火箭呀。
Now we can see that Musk has invented many rockets.
啊，不管汽车呀。
Regardless of cars.
对吧
？Right.
但是基础的研究还是要靠科学家。
However, fundamental research still relies on scientists.